Mr. R, welcome.
Thanks so much, Perry.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, whatever would help them know who you are without knowing who Mr. R is?
Sure. So I went through your bobsled run. I think it was in 2007, 2008. And that was kind of my first foray into pay-per-click. I'd been buying pay-per-click advertising like a lot of people do, where you just kind of throw some keywords into an ad group and throw some ads out there and try not to look at it because you know you're throwing a bunch of money away. So that's what I was doing before Bobsled Run. It kind of became clear to me that the opportunity for my particular business on Google was not huge. I found profitable clicks straight away, and I've had profitable traffic for a really long time. But because of the nature of my business, which is, the phrase that you use is a turn the corner sale. So it's something that people are not necessarily looking for. They're not typing in this search term. So the content network on Google provides some traffic for me, but it became apparent to me that perhaps there were other places to start looking. So I used all this knowledge that you guys had taught me about traffic conversion and buying clicks and this sort of thing. And I sort of started playing around with other spaces. And I did it pretty haphazardly at first. And like, most people who go to school with pay-per-click, you throw away a lot of money. But around February, I began heavily on Facebook around February of 2008. And it was one of these things where, again, I just kind of dumped a bunch of ads in there, dumped a bunch of keywords. And lo and behold, my sales doubled and then tripled and then quadrupled within the quarter of about 8 or 12 weeks. So then I started to pay attention to it, and I started paying less attention to Google and more attention to Facebook. So long story short, February 2008, my total ad spend was right around $4,700, give or take, a little bit more, a little bit less. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. And my total, my net revenue for that year on Facebook, solely on Facebook, was right around $103,000. So it was about a 20-to-1 ROI my first year, 2008, on Facebook.
Congratulations. So, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't really complain about a 20-to-1 ROI. So I can't say that I get a 20-to-1 ROI these days, but I consistently get at least a 2-to-1, and many, many times I get, higher, many multiples of that, so...
Now, one of the things that I've said about Facebook is it's very different from AdWords, because AdWords is about what people are thinking right now, and Facebook is about what people are into or who they are. Would you agree with that, or add to that or change that any?
So I would agree with that 100%. More and more as people get on Facebook and their Facebook network grows, people take ownership for their Facebook content. What that means to you as a user and an advertiser is that Facebook is not solely concerned with your ad performance in terms of clicks. Users can actually thumbs down your ad and give it a rating saying it's inappropriate or it's boring or they've seen it too much. And unlike the content network, where you might be able to slip on by with your acai berry or whatever crazy thing you're doing and Google will take your money, Facebook won't take your money. If the users don't like it, they're protecting that space very, very tightly. So that's what's really unique about it.
What you sell is connected to what people are into, and that's why the turn the corner thing isn't a problem. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely. The things that I've worked and the stuff that didn't work on Facebook and the stuff that works tend to be the hyperactive users of Facebook, groups of people, tight-knit, almost cult-like rabid collectives. You would find these people both online and offline, but for sure, very easy to define groups of people. So we're not talking about women over 35. It's not a broad market like that. You're looking at a very, very specific group of people.
Right, like women who play tennis or
between the ages
who are into bowling, or is that a fair
women? Exactly. It would be like women who play tennis in New York who are between the ages of 35 and 55.
And that's a really That's maybe not as narrow as what Google AdWords would give you on a given day, but it's highly desirable from a marketer's point of view, right?
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of market, I mean, one thing that people fail to see the power of in terms of Facebook is the market research potential. And, you know, anybody whose customers are on Facebook who isn't spending time studying their profiles is just, in my book, they're just missing a golden nugget. You know, people used to pay tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for this kind of market research that's just sitting there. You can learn, you know, how many kids they have, where they live, what their house looks like, what their friends do, where they go on vacation. It's all right there. Your market research is just waiting for you. So it's in terms of being able to really track your clicks, you know, maybe you don't have the analytics and you don't have the, you know, the sophisticated ad system that you have in Google, but you know, with a little bit of, well, a lot of legwork, it's definitely more tedious. You can get in there and you can get a really, really laser focused view of what's happening with your prospects and with your customers.
That's a major focus of what we're talking about at the seminar, which is we've defined a whole loop of where you start and what you go looking for and how you circle that back around to really everything you do in your marketing, not just Facebook. Now, Mr. R, you have a strategy that works really well for bidding and getting more and more advantageous bid prices. Could you explain how you do that?
Sure. Yeah. Just to give everybody something they can kind of take away right away. Facebook's advertising system, if you're used to Google's system, you'll find it tedious and slow and kind of clunky and annoying. But again, it can be very, very lucrative and very, very worthwhile. So bidding strategy becomes very crucial because their system is not nearly as sophisticated as Google's is. So, you know, if you put an ad on the content network and it starts working well, Google's going to do everything in its power to get that ad all over the place. And they have sophisticated algorithms in place, whereas Facebook, at least to the best of my knowledge, their algorithms and their programming seems very, very simple. So the bidding strategy is really crucial to get your click-through rate up, and your click-through rate and your exposure rate up quickly is going to give you maximum exposure and it's going to give you a bigger market share. So when you go into Facebook and you're placing an ad, Facebook will give you a suggested bid range, well, AdWords would. You want to pay very close attention because Facebook's suggested bid, unlike Google's suggested bid, Facebook's suggested bid should be taken literally. If you don't bid within that range, you will be buying what I call remnant space on Facebook. So you'll be buying whatever is left over after the people bidding in that range. So let's say your suggested bid is between 21 and 35 cents. The bidding strategy that I've used very, very successfully is to bid 2 cents above the lowest suggested bid. So if it's 21 to 35 cents, you bid 22 cents. And now the key thing here is to check your bid crazily for the first 24 hours. So maybe check in every hour because usually that bid price will be cut in half. So maybe your bid starts out at 78 cents and, you know, 2 hours later you can get it down to something like 12 or 13 cents. And if your click-through rate is high within a couple days, you might be under 10 cents. And yes, there is still a plethora of traffic under 10 cents available. And this is quality targeted traffic on Facebook.
Wow, that's awesome. You know what I equate this to is yes, when you get on Facebook and you start using their system, you're like, dang, this is clunky. Almost all my customers are using Google AdWords, and lots of people long for the day. Wow, I wish it was 2005 again, right? And they kind of forget what things were like in 2005. Like in 2005, I don't think you could install WordPress on a Linux web server and have an instant blog running.
Sure.
Right? And there was all kinds of things, you know, like, okay, I'm going to go sign up for one shopping cart and I'm going to go get my merchant account. Now, there's a whole bunch of things that were a lot clunkier back then. One of the reasons that Facebook isn't the streamlined superhighway that some people would like it to be are also the same reasons why there's a lot of unsold inventory and why a lot of the ads aren't really nearly as targeted as they could be. So it's kind of the Wild West days, and that's good because it's not like most Wild West propositions where you're just going to come back with arrows in your back. I mean, there really is oil to get drilled here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would agree 100% because it's difficult, because it's clunky. That's what, as soon as it becomes very, very easy, you know, the cheap clicks and all this stuff will disappear very quickly, I think. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, Mr. R, this is totally awesome. Great interview. I really appreciate your information and can't thank you enough for spending a few minutes here.